morning, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for tuning in to another edition of Beauty and Media. Today we have a very interesting topic to talk about and are being accompanied by some very special guests. We're going to talk about how media influence our self-perception and can contribute to body shaming and eating disorders. I am very honored to have the successful model Mandy Brown in the studio today. She has worked for designers all over the world. So, Mandy, tell us, why are you here today?
Hey guys, thanks for having me. Yes, as you already said, I work internationally today, but it's been a long journey to get to this place and I have suffered a lot of difficulties in the superficial business. I want to encourage young women to believe in themselves and not in fake beauty standards.
Thank you. We are so excited to hear about your journey. But first, let us introduce our second guest. This is Dr. Linda Martin. She's a psychologist and she's renowned for her works on how media impacts women's perception. So, Dr. Martin, where do you see the issue of today's media in this context?
Thanks for your nice introduction, Rachel. I'm glad to be here and give you an insight on my studies to raise awareness of the severe impact social media has on young women. Well, first of all, I think that it is a problem that they spend up to 9 hours a day on social media, where the current beauty standards are most present. This can lead to a general negative self-image, eating disorders, depression, anxiety, and many more.
I totally agree. Social media can put so much pressure and stress on people. I have also spent hours trying to create the perfect post to please people I didn't even know and still get hate comments on a daily basis. This can really get to you and did make me feel bad about myself more and more, up to the point where I hated myself and realized I need to change my attitude towards myself. I thought I would drown in this fake world otherwise.
Wow, thank you so much for your honesty. I'm speechless right now. Dr. Linda Martin, did you also have patients facing the same issues as Mandy?
Yes, these are symptoms I often come across, but there are also many other signals that show the negative impact of social media on girls and young women. For instance, studies demonstrate that high levels of criticism and judgment of celebrities in the media have an impact on more than 7 in 10 young women aged 11 to 21. They say that pictures that shame celebrities make them anxious about the way they look. To compensate for this anxiety, they buy excessive amounts of beauty products, often also advertised on social media, and more than 6 in 10 wear makeup to school. Also, among 11 to 16-year-olds, nearly 8 in 10 say they shave or wax their legs, and 4 in 10 shave or wax their bikini line. Just imagine going through these procedures at that young age on a regular basis. Many girls also wear a padded bra. These changes in behavior show the high media pressure to conform to stereotyped versions of beauty on these young women.
That is unbelievable. I can't imagine my little daughter starting to shave her legs when she turns 11. Thank you for this in-depth view on this issue, Dr. Martin. Now that we have heard about the general difficulties, back to you, Mandy. Can you tell us how you managed to become the self-confident woman that you are today?
So, before becoming this confident, I had gained a lot of weight and faced a lot of criticism and body shaming. It just wasn't natural and easy for me to keep being a size zero. I decided to distance myself from these fake social media posts and concentrate on what's good for me. I also had support from counseling. After I got better, I started rebelling against these stereotypical beauty standards and started posting pictures of my curves and embraced my body. My post went viral and my current mother agency became aware of me. They contacted me for a first interview and it went well. So I moved to America and finally had my breakthrough as the first curvy model on the cover of the Sports Illustrated. I stopped chasing the size zero ideal and learned to be happy with my natural body shape.
This is an impressive change. Don't you agree, Dr. Martin? Did you ever have patients with similar transitions?
Yes, I was lucky enough to work with some very inspirational people who have shared very uplifting stories of recovery, especially of eating disorders, which are often accompanied by depression and a distorted self-image. Research suggests that around 47% of anorexia patients fully recover, 33% improve their condition, and only 20% remain chronically ill. Similar research into bulimia suggests that 45% make a full recovery, 27% improve considerably, and 23% suffer chronically. The current counter-movement to unrealistic body images and social media can also be supportive for those recovering. Just look at the Instagram account of Ashley Graham or Megan Jane Crabb with her account called Body Posy Panda. Their message has contributed to a more diverse body image on social media and altered the general mindset towards curvy women. Although this development is great, it also brings up a new issue, which is skinny shaming. Coming back to...
Oh, sorry. So may I interrupt you for a second? Could you please tell us more about skinny shaming? And why do you consider this to be as serious as fat shaming?
Sure, it's just as bad as fat shaming. Both tell women that their body is not good the way it is. Some women struggle as much with gaining weight as others do with losing it. I personally think this issue is often ignored because many consider it to be a compliment or good advice when they say, "Oh, you're so skinny, you should eat more."
This is so true. Since I experienced both sides, I can confirm that both are very common in the industry and equally hurtful. I've witnessed how other curvy models have skinny shamed size zero models because they have a different body shape and have no weight on their hips. And I just think it is so irrational because they themselves preach about body positivity, but then shame others because they are skinnier and don't look the same as them. All of this makes it harder to be confident with who you are on either side, and it's just a shame.
Yes, I made the same experience. I met many models from skinny to curvy models, and I felt like the curvy models sometimes are filled with hatred due to the bad experience they had to face in their childhoods and the bullying they've experienced. I think it is some sort of defensive mechanism, because in the current society, sometimes it's still hard for them to stay true to their body shape. I think it is important to talk about this topic as well, because body shaming is not acceptable. It doesn't matter who the subject is.
This is also what Freud referred to when he introduced the defense mechanisms. The one you mentioned is called projection, and it involves individuals attributing their own unacceptable thoughts, feelings, and motives to another person. By this, they don't have to deal with their own insecurities. This is absolutely normal, but if you are aware of these concepts, it is easier to break with these behavior patterns, so it's important to step back and self-reflect why we feel the need to shame the other person.
Oh no, guys, we're running out of time. This was a very successful discussion, and I hope we encouraged many young women and men to embrace themselves and respect everybody else as well. Thank you so much for being here and giving us an insight into your personal perspective and sharing your own experiences.
No, thank you for having us.
Thank you very much.
Lastly, I want to address the audience and say that if you are facing similar issues as the ones we talked about today, you can write us an email and share your experiences. And if you feel like you need help, you can contact one of the hotlines offering professional help and support. We will upload all the relevant details on our website. Thanks for listening, and I hope you tune in next time.